Good morning. It's 11:24. I'm Todd Hatton, and I am joined in the studio now by Kate Lochte and Aaron Dale. Good morning to the both of you.
Good morning.
Good
Thanks
morning.
For being here.
Definitely.
Aaron's just in from construction work on on the Murray Court Square, getting ready for tonight.
Yes. I'm on the board of directors for Freedom Fest, and we are all hands on deck getting things together. So literally 5 minutes ago, I was out in the sun putting up staging and looked at my clock and realized, yeah, I'm a little bit behind schedule. So it's up and going, and we've got plenty of volunteers out there helping now. So
Clarence Dobbins is playing tonight in Murray, so put it on your list of things to enjoy. Aaron is executive director of the United Way of Murray-Calloway County, and a few years back, the United Way, pretty much nationwide, started a transformation, and many of us in the community didn't know where it was coming from. Since then, I've been reading a book by Rich Harwood, who really kind of started the idea along that was embraced by United Way about community conversations and
yes.
creating change. You've been in the system now for 2-3 years. I'd like you to kind of update us on what you see happening in the community as a result of these changes.
Sure. And what we've been noticing locally, but across the country and even the world, as United Way is a worldwide organization, is this move away from just focusing on fundraising and measuring our organization's success on a thermometer of how much money we raise. Now, granted, we still need to do that, and we still need to focus on.
And you're still doing very well with that.
Yes. And we have to because of the work that we want to do. But we're also now getting into the idea of how do we really make an impact and make a difference, not by the number of people that are helped, but by the conditions that are changing. And what is that funding and money actually doing to make those conditions lessen or grow if they're a positive one? And for us, we're now becoming that convener of conversations, of resources to attack an issue front on versus at the programmatic level. And so we're using Rich Harwood's model with community conversations to engage community members to talk about their aspirations. We all want to live in a wonderful community. We all have some of the same concepts when it comes to helping each other and living in a safe and warm, welcoming environment. And Rich has a really wonderful framework. And I've been able to go to a couple of professional development seminars where he teaches this framework to not only nonprofits, but it's really virally going across the United Way system. And he's been a huge advocate for that. And United Way has been a huge advocate for getting that into the hands of local CEOs, presidents, and executive directors at the community level.
So tell us about the foci that the Murray-Calloway County United Way developed through these conversations, foci of change.
Sure. We have looked at all different types of interesting community-wide initiatives that are out there. There's everything that you can imagine, and we really narrowed down three buckets that encompass a lot, but they are focused, and they are educational attainment is the biggest one and one that we're focusing on right now, and then income stability for families, and then the third is healthy living and healthy lifestyles. And that third one is really being pushed forward in the health area very quickly by a partnership that has been created through a number of community organizations, and it's called the Wellness Consortium locally. It's run by a number of volunteers through various organizations, including the health department, Murray-Calloway County Hospital, the city and county government. United Way has a small seat at the table, and some other local and regional agencies that are trying to figure out how do we get after this root cause issue. So stop trying to really focus on the symptoms so much, and then let's figure out what are some of those real root cause issues. And those three focus areas are going to allow us to measure against performance on what we're doing in funding. So if United Way is giving out $150,000 in grants, well, what is it doing? And what can we measure against to say it's doing really well or it's not doing so well? So what do we need to tweak and change?
In the 11-12 report to your community, you show education, income, and health as the major areas. And income, it struck me very odd that in Calloway County, at that time snapshot, 17% families' income were below the poverty level in what looks to be, feels to be, a fairly robust community. How are you addressing that?
Well, the first thing is getting the message and the understanding out there that it is an issue and it is a problem. I think a lot of times that when we're so involved in this work at the nonprofit level, we should expect and have an expectation that people know what the issues are. And a lot of times that's not the case, because we get into the habit as community members, unfortunately, of out of sight, out of mind. And so we as nonprofit directors and leaders and board members, volunteers, need to really understand that we are an advocate for the issues that we're seeing in the community. And that's one small piece that we're trying to improve is some of the information that's out there about community-wide issues. So 17% of folks in Callaway County live below the poverty line. Not a whole lot of people knew that, or if they did, it wasn't communicated at the largest level possible. So we're trying to give voice to some of those issues so that people that are involved in that work can come to the table together to talk about that, those with passions around it, and those with resources and means to make some of those conditions improve can get together and figure out how we can work together on it.
Let's. I did not mean to leave the Wellness Consortium sort of sitting on the table. I didn't mean to jump away from it. So I'm going to jump back to it, and then we're going to jump back to the income part.
Sure, sure.
Nothing like a linear approach here. What are the community manifestations of activities addressing wellness? I think there's something coming up in the community this fall, a big get well kind of a thing.
Yes, there's a get fit sort of program that's going on, and that's just one of a plethora of events and programs that are going on. And so what the Wellness Consortium is doing is trying to understand what all those pieces are that are going on first. And then we're working on, through Linda Cavett and the Health Department, to put on a community-wide needs assessment that will look at not only just health factors, but other indicators that are going on in the community, because you can't just put health in an isolation, that it's affected by other things. And take that information and drive strategic approaches that we as a consortium want to work on and address. So members at the table will then be able to say, well, I can help in this way. I can provide resources for my organization this way. And so the consortium really is, just as it sounds, a collaborative effort among all these different groups to improve the condition of health in our community. And we haven't identified what that area is going to be yet. We're taking our time to figure that out. But over the next coming weeks, and if not maybe a month or so, we are going to be taking that community conversation model and sort of mapping process to the community to ask, what are those issues that you're facing, and get on that one-to-one relationship level with folks, and not just the same 10 people, not just the same folks that are in the business of being a nonprofit, but the community member that just wants to have their voice heard. And sometimes we don't get to do that as community members, and we want to encourage that.
So you will have the conversations, and then the scary part about the Rich Harwood approach is that once you find out what a truth is, that you can kind of get consensus, you have to go sort of where that leads you.
Mm-hmm. It's
a
gut check.
And if it's an unknown, you really don't know what kind of territory you're stepping into.
Sure, and it really goes back to talking to folks and having them feel comfortable enough to talk about their aspirations and feel comfortable enough talking about these issues that they would talk about with their family members, or they would talk about their friend or with their friends and say, I'm really concerned about this. Well, we want to try to create the environment and the condition where they feel just as comfortable, if not more comfortable, being able to say, you know, here's what I'm feeling, here's what I'm thinking, here's what I'm dealing with. And it may be 30 different things, but there are some similarities that we can pull out and some themes, because Rich Harwood's model really focuses in on those themes. We're not going to be able to find congruence among all the different areas, but what we can do is begin to find those themes and figure out, okay, how can we begin to address that either as an individual organization ourselves, or bring support and resources around that as a community, and let people know about that issue that people are dealing with and facing.
In the income area, you've already done some programming. The VITA tax assistance program was in existence, but you've partnered with that. And you've also done some work with money management.
Yes. And we started out with this idea of trying to understand income stability and what it looks like for families. So we went and asked those questions to individuals and families. We had committees that looked at the issue as well. And what we started noticing is that there wasn't one single organization focused on all these different aspects. And so we worked to create the Purchase Area Asset Building Coalition. And it's just as it sounds, it's a coalition of willing participants, organizations, even individuals, who said, you know, there are three main pieces of a family stability that we want to look at. The first, which is the most easily implemented for us, the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance site. So it's essentially a free tax site where you can go to get your taxes done if you make below $50,000. And it's done by certified volunteers that we put through training. Murray State has one locally that's a part of that as well. So we're not trying to duplicate sites. They're involved in the asset building work too. The other two pieces are financial education and then asset building, which is home ownership, a higher education, whatever that may be. And so really the work of that asset building coalition is trying to tie resources to families that may or may not know that are out there and get them to understand the long-term implications of making choices and certain choices that they can make now about their financial security.
Now, third but not least is education. And just this week, you've announced a big gift that will further the Imagination Library.
Yes. And that was a huge, big gust for us to continue that work, but also just push it. The Imagination Library is a book program that provides early childhood and developmentally focused books from birth to five. And it started in Tennessee by Dolly Parton, and it's grown across the country. And for us in Callaway County, it just started about 6 to 8 months ago. And the Murray Rotary Club, the United Way, the local library, as well as Murray Head Start spearheaded this effort and wanted to make sure it was offered. And the grant that we just received from Ronald McDonald House Charities allows us to take their $20,000 over 5 years and give 30 newborn families born at the hospital a subscription to the library for 5 years. So they will get a book a month for 5 years focused on getting their child kindergarten ready. And it's a feel-good program for sure, because everyone loves to be able to help children and get families focused on readiness for kindergarten. But we're noticing that it's really going to help our kindergartners get ready, but more importantly, read at the third grade and fourth grade reading levels. Because what we're noticing,
hallelujah.
I know. Well, and what we're noticing is that the fourth grade and third grade reading levels are used by our penal system and prison system to gauge the capacity of prisons that are built and places to have convicts, obviously, in the prison. So it's a scary understanding to try to wrap your brain around. And I talked to a group of parents and I said, what do you feel about that? And they said, well, if my child's not reading at that level right now, that scares me, because that's an indicator that the system or the government or whoever is taking a look at that and saying, yep, they most likely have a chance of being in prison at some point. So that's a huge leap for us to say about the Imagination Library, but we want to be able to give those reading opportunities to families and children and develop them and get them to be ready to be in kindergarten, get them a head start.
Yeah, I'd encourage you to even leave behind the feel-good notion, because of the emphasis in the state in talking about early education and the marker it puts on every one of us going forward in our lives. And this Imagination Library is paired with the Toyota initiative
Yes.
that you brought to town as well.
Yes, the Toyota Born Learning Academy was something that we knew was an opportunity for us here in our community. And luckily, Toyota saw the benefit in what we were trying to do at East Elementary School. And now it will be also at Murray Elementary School. But it's a parent program that allows parents and children to interact and get tangible ways to have that early interaction from 0 to 5. Because what we noticed and what some of the data that Toyota brought to United Way was 90% of a child's development happens before age 5. And 90% of the funding across the state happens after age 5. So what we're noticing is that there's a huge gap but a huge opportunity. So the Born Learning Academy, which is at East Elementary and Murray Elementary School this upcoming year, is furthering that ability to provide resources to families. Whether there's low socioeconomic backgrounds or high, it doesn't matter. Everyone can use parenting skills, but more importantly, tangible learning skills that encourage that early learning, early readiness and development for a child.
Aaron Dale, there's lots of exciting stuff to talk about, and I guess I'm going to put you on the spot because all I'm thinking of is how public radio can be involved in any of these things, and I hope you'll think about that and let us know.
Definitely, and like I said before, I mean, all nonprofits have this idea of how we can work together and collaborate, and sometimes the best collaborations are the ones that happen in random conversations or even happen as we begin to think about complex issues and make it simple for people to get engaged. So I'm looking forward to what holds in store for not only Murray, but the surrounding area and what we're going towards, especially at the university with some big initiatives within the Youth and Nonprofit Leadership Department. So yes, I expect more collaborations and more interesting partnerships form.
Great. Aaron Dale is Executive Director of the United Way of Murray-Calloway County, and we thank you for being with
us
today.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.